The other day we learned the Gemara Kedaihu Reb Shimon Lismachol B'Shas Adchak, and this concept appears in Gittin and Shabbos and Erev and need a whole bunch of other Mesichtas by Dinim de Rabbanon, that you have a cloud that Sofik de Rabbanon Lekula. So Sofik de Rabbanon Lekula is usually if it's 50-50, and here it's even if it's not at all 50-50, the Rov are in one direction. So for sure we pass like the Rov, Kamoch M'Shatamotzi Rabbi Machmirim V'yochid Meikol, so the din is halachic rabbim, even by a din de rabbanon. But once in a while, we say that the shitas hayochid is not accepted. It's not that he made a mistake, not that it's wrong. He was working with the midrash alternate resh spam, or if it's a din de rabbanon, here it's an issue de rabbanon. So you're not working midrash alternate resh spam. He had a good idea. He was outvoted. But we still consider it a sofik kol dehu, and maybe that's the halacha. My nafkamina. So we said benegir the ran on the riff in the end of the first parak in Kiddushin says with respect to sofik arlo b'chutz lords. Arlo b'chutz lords, we most of Rishonim assume is halacha l'moshe misina. It's a machlokes in the Gemara Kiddushin there, the end of the first parak. Is it the rabbanan or is it halacha l'moshe misina? So in Shulchan Aruch, the accepted view is like the Rambam that it's. That it's halachal moshe misin. There's a Rashi later on Daf Lamed Vov. Rashi writes about why we make all arla b'chutz lords, because it says arla b'chutz lords is only the rabbanon. So why did Rashi say it's only the rabbanon? That's not the generally accepted opinion. So from the Rashi, we'll get there to Daf Lamed Vov. Rashi would appear as if he thought that maybe we should pasken like the other opinion, that Orlo B'chutz Lord is only made the Rabbanon, but that's not the accepted opinion. We'll get to Daf Lama Bob. We'll talk about that Rashi. Mishkanes Yankov talks about that Rashi. So, we assume that Orlo B'chutz Lord is an halacha Moshe Misin, and still Sveik Alohakil, because Kach Nemra Halacha, the Sofik Orlo B'chutz Lord is Lohakil. So the Ran explains at the end of the first parak in Kiddushin that even a Sofik Koldu, even it's not 50-50, the Gemara says, "Kala mekel ba'aretz halacha kemoisa b'chutz la'aretz." If there's a shita sayochid who is mekel regarding orla and Eretz Yisrael, machlekes hatanoim, some tanoim would be mekel on something, and we don't accept their opinion in Eretz Yisrael. But in chutz la'aretz, that's enough to be considered a sofik kol dehu and you mekel. The same thing in Hilchos Avelus, you have a sofik kol dehu. Also, not because Avelus is the rabbanon. Avelus Darbanon, you shouldn't be Mekel on a Sofik Koldo, only a Sofik of 50-50. Here, you're Mekel on a Sofik Koldo. So that's what Tosis and Erevin quotes from the Gainim. Even if one were to assume, like the Shitas HaGainim, that Avelus Yamrishan is their Isa, you still say, Halacha Gedebra Mekel Bob, you still say Sofik Avelus Lekula. So the din is at any Sofik Koldo. So the Mishkan and Yankov has this Dvar Torah and Daf Yud Aleph. We'll have to get to David Alt to see the context that he's talking about over there. And the Sefer on Brochus on David Alt. So here the Gemara has this concept that if you have a big Shas HaTrak, then we sometimes will say Halach Yadibra HaMekel because of the big Hefsed Meruva, because of the big Shas HaTrak with a stretch, we'll consider it a Safek Derabon Lekulam. So this is based on the concept, that's what the Mishkan is saying. So this is based on the concept of Eilu v'Eilu Diri L'Kim Chaim. Eilu v'Eilu Diri L'Kim Chaim in the initial statement in the Gemara is talking about the many disputes between B'Shama and B'Silo. The Gemara says Eilu v'Eilu Diri L'Kim Chaim. There it means in Erev and Yud Gimel and Beis. There, in the context over there, it means that when you learn B'Shama Shita, it's not Bittul Torah. Even though you know in advance we're not going to pass like B'Shama, there's a Kim of Talmud Torah. Diri L'Kim Chaim, it's Divrei Torah, and you're Mekayim Talmud Torah. Even though we know in advance we're not going to pasken like the Bishamai. But the Gemara says the other level of Eilu v'Eilu Diri L'Kim Chaim, that kol ha'mekel b'aretz halacha k'mosa b'chutz la'aretz, that does not apply to the Bishamai. The Gemara says later in Brochus on Daf Lamed Vav, Bishamai b'mokam b'sil eina mishne. We don't pasken like Bishamai at all, even b'shas ha'trak, and even by orla b'chutz la'aretz, and even hilchas ha'velos. So that's a question, why not? Why is Beis Shammai garua from Reb Shimon? Kedai Reb Shimon lis mechala b'shas hatrak. Okay, but Beis Shammai is worse than Reb Shimon. Why is that so? That's a question. What are the guidelines that you say Beis Shammai b'mokam b'sil eina mishne? You don't accept it at all. So that's what I think Rav Moshe Feinstein has in his sefer, and his tshuva is he thinks because Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were together, and they were omdu l'minyan, they were outvoted. If they were omdu l'minyan, outvoted, then l'psak halacha you don't paskan at all. You don't even consider it a sofik kol dehu, l'psak halacha. But when you get to learning Beis Shammai Shita, it is Talmud Torah, because they were working with the Midrash HaTorah and the Rosh Hashanah. So the first aspect of Elu Be'elu does apply, that it's a Ki Mitzvah of Talmud Torah when you study Beis Shammai Shitas, but because they were together in Omdu L'minyan, Beis Shammai was outvoted, so Halacha L'maisa, you don't say Elu Be'elu. You don't say that it's a... it constitutes a Sofik Kol Dehu to be Mekel in Avelus, or to be Mekel in Orla B'chutz Lords, or B'shas HaTchak, and so on. So there are limits, yeah. Also, there's a Rashi and Tosfos in Ksubis. Rashi and Tosfos write that Eilu Ve'Eilu Dibur L'Kim Chaim doesn't apply whenever you have a Machlokes and Metzius. Let's say there's a Machlokes, Abai V'Rabbe, what the Girsa is in the Mishnah. Does Rav Meir say this way, does Rav Meir say that way? Rav Meir didn't say Eilu Ve'Eilu, Rav Meir said one. He didn't say both. So whenever you have a machlekes, what the girs is, what the story was, it's not shach to say Eilu Ve'Eilu, one is right and one is wrong. The Gemara in the first parak in Gittin has a case where Eilu Ve'Eilu Dibur L'Kim Chaim. The Gemara is discussing over there Pilegesh Begivo. Why did he get angry at his wife? So the Gemara says one suggestion, another suggestion. The Gemara says, what is, so the Gemara says, they asked Eliyahu Novi, I think, what is the Ribbono Shel Olam learning now? So he said, he's learning Pilegesh Begivo. Whatever we're learning, that's what he's learning also. He learns along with us. Then they said, and what does he say? What does Rav Shalom say? What happened? So he says, they're both right, Eilu Ve'Eilu. It's a machlokes, what was the straw that broke the camel's back? What happened? It's a machlokes and metzius. What happened that the husband got so angry at his wife that he threw her out of the house? But it's possible to say that both happened. Which was the straw that broke the camel's back? That's a machlokes, taka. Which was the one that caused them to throw around the house? But shach to say that both. But sometimes you can't say Eilu Ve'Eilu. You have a machlokes what the gear says. You can't say Eilu Ve'Eilu. One is right and the other one is dead wrong. Or you have a machlokes and bitzias. Also, you can't say Eilu Ve'Eilu Dibur L'Kim Chaim. Either one is right or the other one is right. See, that's why there's a question Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. Halacha L'maisa. He writes about in Hilchos Avelos, we say Halacha Derab Mekel Ba'Ovel. So he says, let's say the Rabbi Natam's opinion is that the first 50 minutes or so after sunset is Vada Yom, and then begins Ben Hashmashes for 15-20 minutes, and then it becomes Tzeis HaKohavim way later. So the Vilna Gaon says about the Rabbi Natam, Hachush Makrish, you look outside 50 minutes after the Shkia. The sky is full of stars. How can you say that it's Vadayom? it's Seis HaKachavim already. How can you say? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. The Shiva, Rahman al-Islam, when someone dies and they bury him, so the Shiva begins after the Gemar HaKvura. From the Stimas HaGoylo. We assume Rashi learned Stimas HaGoylo means when you put the lid on top of the casket way before you buried it. Could be a day before you bury him. And we don't follow Rashi, we follow Tosfos, that Stimas HaGoylo means that when they complete, the Goylo is the Matzeva that they put on top. So when they complete the whole Kvura, Bizman HaGemar, Bizman HaTanoim, it was a common practice to put up the Matzeva the same day. They buried the mace, threw in all the offer, they filled up the grave, and then they put a Matzeva on top. So when you have completed the entire Kvura, so then the Shiva begins. If you don't plan to put the matzeva till a month later, till a year later, most places in Chutz Lars Menigas, you don't put the matzeva till either the end of the year or after the year is over. Different minhagim, because the Shir Shikcha, Rebbe Kivega writes on Yeridaya on the bottom of the page, that the Shir Shikcha is usually Yud Beis Chodesh. After a year, you forget about the person who died; you don't see him around. So the whole purpose of the matzeva is that you shouldn't forget him. So some have the minute that you put up the matzeva as the year is about to end, that I shouldn't forget about him after the year. And others have the minute you put up the matzeva after the Yud Beis Chodesh Arab. We already forgot about him, so you put up the matzeva to remind ourselves of him. And Eretz Yisrael, they put up the matzeva after Shloshim or after Shiva, whatever, they put it up a different time. So Bizman HaTanoim, the Gemara HaKvura was when they put up the Matzeva on the same day. Tosfos said that Bizman is that we don't put the Matzeva on the same day. So whenever we finish doing what we're going to do today, let's say they buried the mace, the din is you have to have, how deep in does the mace have to be? It has to be 6 feet under. It doesn't have to be 6 feet under. So what's the minimum amount of officer? Moshe has a tshuva, so he quotes from Yeridei, three tvachim. You have to have three tvachim on the top, on the bottom, on either side, on all sides. If you want to have layers of mesim, you want to bury mesim on top of mesim, you used up the whole Beis HaKvaras, so where are you going to bury people? So it says in the Yeridei, you have to have six tvachim of offer between one mace and the other, because every mace needs three tvachim on top, three tvachim of offer on the bottom, three tvachim on the side, need three tvachim all around. So let's say they already threw three tvachim of offer and they don't want to hang around. They want to go back home. But they can't begin the shiva yet because we're going to fill in the rest of the grave today. So we didn't finish Al Pidin, that would have been enough. You put three tvachim of offer on top of the casket, that would have been sufficient. But Lamai said they're going to do more today. They're not going to put the matzeva today. They're going to fill up the whole grave till the top. So whatever they plan to do today, so that they still didn't finish the Gemar HaKvura for today. So let's say there was a funeral and it was running late, and by the time they finished filling up the grave, it's already 45 minutes after the Shkia. So which counts as the first day of Shiva? So the 45 minutes after the Shkia is already Tzeisa Kacham. So tonight, tomorrow in other words, tomorrow is the first day of Shiva. The day that they were traveling and saying all the Hespedim, that doesn't count. The Gemar HaKvura was Balayla, 45 minutes after the Shkia is Laila. So Moshe has a tshuva, he says that since Halachi de Ramekel Ba'ovel, since Rabbi Natam holds that it's Badayom, so you have a right to be Mekel and say that yesterday counts as the first day, and tonight counts as the second day already. So you end the Shiva day earlier. Even though we don't pasken like the Rabbi Natam, but Halachi de Ramekel Ba'ovel. Since Rabbi Natam's opinion is like that, it's a Safik Koldehu. Any Safik Koldehu is enough. So that's the question. Is that called the Safik Koldehu? When the Vilna Gaon says, Hachush Makrish, he says it's Keneged HaMetzius. So can you say over there, Elo V'Elo Divi L'Kim Chaim, on the Shitas Rabbi Natam, if the Vilna Gaon says, Hachush Makrish? How can you say like that? I thought it was very difficult. Whenever you have a Shaila Metzias, so for example, another example.
Some people passing like the Rabbi Natam.
Yes, some people still passing like the Rabbi Natam.
So?
But those who don't think that it's absolutely dead wrong in Metzias. They say, Hachush Makrish. So how can the question, those of us who don't follow the Rabbi Natam, can you really say, Elu V'Elu over here, that it should be halachic the Ramekabov. So I thought they can. The Vilna Gaon Tainus Halchush Makshir Shadar Mitzias. It's not wrong. So the Vilna Gaon would say it's not Elu V'Elu. There's such a Shailin Din also. In Hilchas Chalitza. What's the din? If a man dies and he leaves no children, so his wife needs Chalitza. What if his wife was pregnant? A man dies, wife is pregnant. So you wait to see what happens. So if she has a baby, a bar kayoma, so then she's pata from chalitza. And if she doesn't give birth to a baby, a bar kayoma, then she needs chalitza. So it's meisbeli bar. What if the wife gave birth to a baby, and the baby dies within 30 days? So the Gemara has a din, maybe it's a din with the Rabbana, the Gemara has a din. It's based on the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, that you only do Pidyon HaBen after Lamed Yom. We do Pidyon HaBen, the Machlokes HaTanoim, when do you do Pidyon HaBen? We paskin do Pidyon HaBen always on Yom Lamed Aleph, on the 31st day. You need 30 days to go by. So the din of Pidyon HaBen that you have to wait till Yom Lamed Aleph, even if the baby was post-mature, sometimes the baby is born, the doctors know that this baby was inside the mother's body for more than 9 months. baby comes out with all the fingernails and hair, everything is fully, and the features are chiseled out. So that's a post-mature baby. There's a premature baby before 9 months and a post-mature baby. After 10 months, you have sometimes a baby. And those babies, they sit up earlier and they talk earlier. Everything, the baby was developed more in the womb of the mother. So still, that's halacha. You don't do piran pin until yom lamed aleph. But the Gemara derives from that parsha. So the question is, it really a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan? The Gemara derives from that parsha that kol shelosho shloshim yom ba'adam is a safek nefel. If a baby is born and it didn't survive, and it didn't survive 30 days, so we say that baby is a safek nefel, and the family doesn't observe avelus. So what happens if it's what if it's kol lo chadoshav? We know for sure that the woman had a full-term pregnancy. So then you don't say that if the baby didn't survive 30 days, it's a suffix nafel. It's not a suffix nafel. If the baby is born dead, okay, so it's not a... So then the shenitz chalitza. But if the baby was born, then it dies later on, a day or two later, a week later, so then I say that she's ptura from chalitza. She doesn't need any chalitza. So the question is, what's called kolol chadosha? What's called a full-term pregnancy? So in the Gemara Nida, there's a machlokes amarim where the oledes letisha, if the woman had, in the days of the Gemara, they somehow had a concept that we don't understand what in the world this is all about. There are two types of pregnancies. There's a 7-month pregnancy and a 9-month pregnancy. If a baby is born in the 8th month, then the Gemara is not sure, we're not sure, is it a post-mature 7-month pregnancy or is it a premature 9-month pregnancy? So you got to figure it out. But there are two kinds of pregnancies, a 7-month pregnancy and a 9-month pregnancy. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Ritva that we don't know what in the world this is all about. We never heard of such a thing, a 7-month pregnancy. By us, the doctors today, in the days of the Ritva, that was a long time ago, almost 1,000 years ago. So we assume that there's a 9-month pregnancy. We don't know what it means, a 7-month pregnancy. So if the woman had a 9-month pregnancy, and she was pregnant for the full 9 months, then you don't need that the baby should survive 30 days, then it should be yotzei mechlal safek nefel. So the Gemara has a shaila, what's the definition of kol lo chadoshav? So the Gemara has a machlokes, you let this letisha, if it's a 9-month pregnancy, by us, we don't know what a 7-month, but by us everything is a 9-month pregnancy. Does it make sense? You let this limukutoin, into the 9th month is enough, or any you let this limukutoin? That's considered premature. The baby is born into the 9th month, but it wasn't the full 9 months, then it's a nefel. So the Gemara is a machlekes, and the Rishonim have a machlekes. The Rishonim have a machlekes. And Shulchan Aruch, they assume that even Yoledes Letisha is any Yoledes Lemekudoyim. It has to be a full 9 months. And it doesn't mean 9 months, every other month is 29 days, every other month is 30 days. I think it means 9 times 30. The Gemara says it means 9 times 30. It does mean like the Goyish count, 30 and 31. It does mean 29 and 30. The Gemara says 9 times 30 months is Yoledes Letisha. You have to have a full-term pregnancy. Kol lo chadosha means a full-term pregnancy, 9 times 30 days, and then the baby is born afterwards. So that's what it says in Hilchas Chalitz. So then the Ramah quotes the Tshuvas HaTashbeitz that this is only Bizman HaGemara, Bizman HaRishanim. But Nishtan HaTvoim, and today we know that it's absolutely normal that a woman gives birth to the baby into the 9th month. So Bizman HaZeh, whatever the din was in the days of the Gemara is irrelevant. It's a question of Metzias. So today the Metzias is that the Yoledes Letisha is Yoledes L'Mikatoim. It's considered a full-term pregnancy, as long as she entered into the beginning of the 9th month, and we say this lahakel, that the husband died and the wife was pregnant, and then she gives birth to a baby in the 9th month. She didn't have a full 9-month pregnancy. She had 8.5 months. 8 months plus a little bit into the 9th month, and then the baby died within a month. So we say the woman doesn't need chalitza. So the Ramah paskens halacha lamaisa lahakel, based on this Tshuvas HaTashbeis, that Bizman HaZeh Nishtana HaTvoim, that we ignore whatever the medical science said, Bizman HaGemara is ignored, and Bizman HaZeh, we assume Yoledes Letisha is Yoledes L'Mekutoim. So that's in Hilchos Chalitza. That's at the end of Eben Ezra, Hilchos Chalitza. You look in the end of Yeridah in Hilchos Avelos, so it says, if a baby is born, say if you know that the pregnancy was a full 9 months, 9 times 30 days, full 9 months, so even if the baby dies within 30 days, since it was alive for a day or two, so the family has to observe Avelos. People don't know that. That says Beferish, if it's called Alo Chadoshov, and then the baby's born and it dies afterwards, and the din is they have to observe Avelos over their baby. But if the baby didn't have a full 9 month pregnancy, they quote the Gemara and the Rambam, Yoledes Letisha, Eni Yoledes Limukutoim. It's not considered full term if it's just into the 9th month. You have to have 9 full months. So therefore, if the baby is born and he dies within a month, so there's no Avelos on such a baby. So the Ramo should have said that Bismanas, that's not so. The Ramo doesn't say a word over there. So some of the poskim on the side of the page say that look in the end of Hilchos Chalitza where the Ramo says that Bismanas, we follow the Tashbates, that Yoledes Letisha is Yoledes Lemekudoim. So therefore over here, it'll be considered Kol Ola Chadoshav, and therefore there will be Avelos over here. But in the Ramo itself, it doesn't say that. So the Avnei Nezer assumes in the Tshuva that the Ramo distinguishes, that he's mekal on a din deraisa by chalitza. He's mekal that the woman does need chalitza, because we assume that medically it was kol aloi chadoshav, and bein yeshlo. It's not considered bein enlo, bein yeshlo. The baby survived a day or two after the father died. The baby was born and died for a day. It was alive for a day after the father died, so therefore there's no chalitza at all. If we're mekel on a din deraisa of chalitza, this, huh?
The other one is the
only the rabbanon. So, what should the din be over there? What should the din be? He should have said lechumra that you do observe avelos. If the woman had a full term pregnancy into the 9th month, the Ramo should have said if she gave birth to the baby into the 9th month, that should have been kol ola chadoshav. And kol ola chadoshav, the baby doesn't have to survive 30 days to be declared as a bar kayama, that is not considered an eifel. So the Avnei Nezer says because halacha gedira mekel ba'ovel. So he says not everybody agrees with the Tashbates. Halacha lemaisa we paskin like the Tashbates. And we assume that medically that is the fact, that Yoledes Bismanazei Yoledes Letisha is a full-term pregnancy if she enters into the beginning of the 9th month. But since not all the poskim agree with the Tashbetz, when it comes to Hilchos Avelos, we say, Halachik Tebra Meka Ba'ovel. So we say, since there are a minority opinion, we pass like the Tashbetz, that's the Rav. But since there is a minority opinion that even Bismanazei, Yoledes Letisha, any Yoledes Limekutoim, even though we know that in Metzias it's not true, and we make on the din deraisa by Chalitza, but since there is such a shita, say halacha devar mekel ba'ovel. So we say there's no avelus. So that's a question. You say halacha devar mekel ba'ovel. Here it's a question of Metzias, medical fact. Is it called a nefel or is it not called a nefel? So the Pashto says by a machlekes and Metzias, you can't say elu be'elu de'elu kimchaim. You're not talking machlekes how to apply the midrash haturin at reshes b'em, or what's mistabra on the level of it. There are bonon to make a gzeira of chatzois and nishka chatzois. You're not talking about dinim there are bonon. That's the question. Is that so? The Pashto says not like the Avnei Nezer, and the Pashto is not like Ramosha's Tshuva by the Tzeis HaKorom. Whenever it's a question of Metzias, we assume the facts are like this. Alefi haban asenu. The other sheet is dead wrong. Absolutely dead wrong.
Why can't you not be sure about Matthias? Why can't you say we're not sure? We're pretty sure, but we're not positive about Matthias. So by the Chalitzas and the Avelos cases, we can make them. Because
the Rivas.
We think.
We follow the Rivastus.
Right. But as long as it's not at 90% row, so by Indirabana by Avelos, we can make a 30% meal.
That could be.
If we were sure about Matthias, so maybe it doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. We're not positive about Matthias. Why can't we say that they both could be true?
Mm. Could be. Okay. I mean, the Avnei Nezer is not bad. And what about the Tzeis HaKochavim? It's also like that. We're not sure. The Vilna Gaon says, Achush Makrish. I heard the Tzeis HaKochavim, that's worse. the medical facts, maybe we say the roiv is, the probability is like the Taj Beitz, the Tshuvas are Raj Beitz. But by the Tzesek Ramasam, you can't say like that. Okay, this is a question. You can't always apply Elavi Ela Divrei Kim Chai. You don't always apply. That's why there's an opinion that Tosfos in the beginning of Ksubas quotes from the Halachas Gedoyla, is that you only say Halacha Debra Amekel Ba'ovel if it's a Machlekes HaTanoim. If it's a Machlekes HaMaroim, the Klal doesn't apply. So why should we don't hold like that. Why should the Klal not apply if it's a Machlekes HaMaroim? So the Pashat Pshat, I think, is if you have a Machlekes HaMaroim, what Pshat in the Mishnah is? The Mishnah either meant A or B. They're not both right. You have a machlekes habayvara, whether Yerushalayim does have a Yerushalayim or have a Yerushalayim. That's a new machlekes yesh meyayim. But usually a machlekes hamarayim is a machlekes how to read the Mishnah. So one is right and one is dead wrong. The one is wrong is absolutely wrong. You don't say elu v'elu. There are not two ways to read. We're not sure how to read the Mishnah. But there are not two ways to read the Mishnah. And the shita that's wrong is assumed to be incorrect. It's absolutely wrong. If you don't, that's what he means. We say halachah de ma'am mekel ba'avil not only amarayim, we even say machlekes arishayim, machlekes achrayim. You also say halachah de ma'am mekel ba'avil. But it shouldn't apply when it's a machlekes what pshat and arishin is. What pshat and arishin, you don't say elu v'elu. Either the arishin meant A or the arishin meant B. It didn't mean both. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the dinim to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way that you can say elu v'elu, divrei Elokim Chayim. That's how the Ritva writes on Eridin and Daf Yud Gimlam and Beis, but the Gemara has that statement that Eidavil Divrei Elokim Chayim on the many Machlekes and Bisham and Bisilo. So the Ritva quotes the Kasha. How could that be? How could it be that they're both right? So he says we have a tradition. What it means is like this: Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai. The Baruch Shalom is telling him the dinim of Chayis Hilchas Shatnas, Hilchas Tefillin, Hilchas Tzitzis, whatever. Moshe Rabbeinu asked, what's the din under these circumstances? The Baruch Shalom said, the tefillin apostle. What's the din under these circumstances? The tefillin akosha. What's the din in this case? So the Baruch Shalom said, that's a great area of halacha, the elements of heksha and elements of psul, and I leave it up to the discretion of the Chachmei HaTorah Shebechol Dor V'Dor to determine whether according to their perspective, the elements of heksha outweigh the elements of psul, or the elements of psul outweigh the elements of heksha. So that's what the concept means. David Kimchai, and different people have different perspectives. You can be looking at the same thing. I have one perspective of everything and everybody in the classroom with the lights and the chairs and everything, the floor, and the person sitting in the back has a different perspective. One looking through the window has a different perspective. All the perspectives are correct. From his perspective, it'll come out one way. From my perspective, it'll come out another way. As long as we're all looking at everything. If, let's say, one of the people is looking, has 20/20 vision, the other one does not have 20/20 vision, so he's not looking at all the... So that's an incorrect perspective. That's wrong. We're talking, everybody's wearing their glasses. Everybody knows all of Shas. If somebody just forgot a Gemara, sometimes they forgot a Pasuk, sometimes they forgot a Pasuk in Chumash. You don't say, Eilu b'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim. If a Rishon or an Achron forgot a Pasuk or forgot a Gemara, you don't always say, Eilu b'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim. Sometimes someone says something is just dead wrong. But if what they said is Nitan Lahiyomer, because each person has a different perspective, and then the Rebbe Shlom said, he leaves the Hachra up to the Chachmei HaTorah, if it's a gray area of Halacha, he leaves the Hachra up to the Chachmei HaTorah, Shebechol Dor V'Dor, based on their perspective, and you can have more than one perspective on the same issue, because it has elements of Issa, elements of Heter, and so on. So that's when you say Eilu V'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. But it doesn't always apply. If you have two Girsus, you can't say Eilu V'Eilu. Either one is right or the other one is right. Then last week we learned, before Rosh Hashanah, we learned the Gemara. Gemara quotes a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Shamtis b'chas ha-pesach bo'orev, kevoy ha-shamish mo'etzeschem in Mitzrayim. So the three different zmanim. The three different zmanim in the pasuk. Bo'erev and yudalad nisan means late in the afternoon. Then kevoy ha-shamish means after the shkia. Then mo'etzeschem in Mitzrayim is halos ha-shachar in the morning. Three different zmanim. So what are the three different zmanim? So Rashi writes, the Zman Shechita Gevah HaShemesh, what does Rashi say? Ketzer Diskayim Kulam. How do you fulfill all the three zmanim? Ketzed yiskam kolam be'erev the zman shchita bevoy hashemesh haschol zman achila. You only eat it balayla. Yeah. What does Rashi say? When is Rashi right? When is the first zman of shchita sapesach? Let's see, beginning of that Rashi. Shomtis b'chasap harelecho shloshe zmanim she'enam shovim. Ba'erev ki notu tzlo le'erev haynu la'acha chatzos. Shenistalka hachama mirosh kol ha'odom. V'notzo le'marev. So Rashi here sounds like right after chatzos is already the zman of shchitas ha'pesach. When is talking the zman of shchitas ha'pesach? After the Tomas shel Bein Arbaim. So Rashi there in Psochim, Rabbi Kivega has a comment on the Rashi and Psochim. What about the first half hour? So that's a question of Rashi, whether you can't bring the Tomei Shel Bein Arbaim, you can't bring the Pesach till half an hour after Chatzos. Is that Adin Men HaTorah? Ki not that slowly Erev means you need a half an hour after Chatzos, or no? Mi'ikir Adin is really Chatzos. And the half hour is like a Hachokim in the Rabbon, that you shouldn't make a mistake. Here Rashi sounds like Chatzos. The Mishnah Berurah has a shaila. What a bidya, but if a person daven mincha, the zman of the tefillas was instituted by the chachamim corresponding to the zmanim of the hakrovas hakarbonis. So the zman of the Tomas shel Bein Arbaim is you have to wait at least half an hour after chatzos. So if that's a real din deraisa, you have to wait half an hour. So you can't daven mincha within the first half hour. It could be that the pashtus is that you wouldn't be yotze even b'dievet. If you daven mincha within the first half hour, you wouldn't be yotze even b'dievet. But if the first half hour is only a chumim midrabanan because of a harchoka, siog, so then there's room to say that b'dievet, if by mistake a person daven within the first half hour, you can say that b'dievet he is yotze. So that's a diun in the Mishnah Berurah. If one by mistake daven mincha within the first half hour after chatzos. Rashi here sounds like chatzos is the zman men haTorah for shchitas haPesach.
Davening is only the rabbanan.
Oh, right.
The whole davening.
Right.
So how could it be the
Reis? No, the Shail is whether the first half hour is the Reis of Benegeir to Korban Pesach and the Tomid Shal Bein Abayim. So if it's the Reis of Benegeir to Korban Tomid, then when it carries, then when we say the institute of the Zman HaMincha corresponding to the Zman of the Tomid Shal Bein Abayim, so the Zman Mincha does begin till a half hour after Chatzos. But if you hold that the half hour after Chatzos by Korban Tomid is only Midi Rabbanah. So then there's room to say that b'dievet, if you daven within the first half hour, you would be yotze. But this man really should be chatzos. It really shouldn't be a half hour after chatzos. So Rabbi Kivega in the Gilyan Ashas, on Psochim, on that Mishnah, when the Mishnah gives you Pesach Nishchat, when the man of Shchitas HaPesach is, Tamin Nishchat, Perek Tamin Nishchat, on the first daven Tamin Nishchat, so Rabbi Kivega points out the stira in the Rashi's, whether the first half hour is a din deraisa, a din derabanan. Then we spoke about the Tosfos on Amud Aleph, that even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who holds that chatzos is a din deraisa by the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach after chatzos. Joseph Samech writes that Bialdusa, he thought, even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach after chatzos. It won't be yotze mitzvahs korban pesach. You can eat it b'toras kachim kal. You can eat it b'toras like a shlamin. Then he backed out. He says b'ziknusa. He realized it's against the gemara and dafayin that it's absolutely also to eat the korban. It's also min haTorah to eat the korban pesach after chatzos. Yeah, but why? So it doesn't necessarily mean that it's nicer already. No, li'olam Tosfos seems to say it's not nicer. If you eat it after chatzos, you won't be chayv koris. It's only becoming nicer in the morning. At Alos Al Shachar, Alos Ismer and Ad Boiker, it only becomes nicer in the morning. But after Chatzos, it's a different thing, just like in Adladi Korban Pesach. Velchos Abasa, Balayla Zabalayla, Velo Bayom, why Velo Bayom? In Adladi Korban Pesach, Betoris Kochim Kalim. You have to eat it Betoris Korban Pesach. Just like in Adladi, eat it Bayom, when you bring a Shlomim, it's Necho Yom Balayla. You don't think you can only eat it Balayla. So too, you can't eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos because you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. B'toras Kachim Kalim has to be eaten only B'toras Korban Pesach. But if you will eat it after Chatzos, there won't be any Korban. So that whole Vatera that I said, That's a Dvar Torah by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik that's printed. There's a volume that was printed years ago. It has Divrei Torah that were malukot from different journals, different Torah journals, from years ago, from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and from Rav Yosha Ber Soloveitchik. So this is the Dvar Torah by Moshe Pesach. That Dvar Torah by Moshe Pesach. And he quotes that Machlokes Chizkiya and Rav Yechanan from the end of Perek Ezem Kaiman that we said over. That's where I had seen it. I saw it in the Chidush of Moshe Soloveitchik. Okay, so where do we get to? The bottom of Amud Aleph here, the bottom of Tes Amud Aleph. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. Rabbi Blazer ben Azariah by Kibbutz Bada Chatzos says the Raisa the Rabbana by Korban Pesach, and the Gemara says in Sochem Daf. Where is it? Kuf Chof on the base, I think. Yeah. What's nafkamin alocha lemaisa bizman hazeh? Can you eat matzah after Chatzos? If the din of Chatzos is the Raisa by Korban Pesach, then it's iskish. Matzah is iskish. A matzah samram yochluhu. You should eat the Korban Pesach in conjunction with matzah mar. So if the zman of matzah is up, if the zman of Korban Pesach is up until Chatzos, and the zman of matzah mar is also only up until Chatzos. But if the zman of Korban Pesach, mikra din derais is all night long, and the Chatzos is only kdei laharchik kusadim and aver, gzera derabbanon, then the Gemara says beferish that it does not carry over to the matzah nemar. Why not? So that's what we said, that based on the Prima Gadim, that the Chachamim have a right to make a Gzera D'Rabbanan based on the Pasuk, Ushmatem is Mishmarti. That's the concluding Pasuk in Parsha Sachrei Mos. Asum Mishmeris L'Mishmarti. That's how the Gemara had a tradition. The Gemara in Yivam is Daf Chaf Aleph. Had a tradition, Ushmatem is Mishmarti. But Mishmarti means, like Yisham Pen V'Yal, means Aloy Sase. So by Korban Pesach, they're afraid if you allow people to eat the Korban Pesach all night long, someone for sure, half the people for sure, will eat the Korban Pesach after Alos HaShachar. That's already an Issa Kares. So we're making a Gzer Derabanan to prevent the person from violating Asum Mishmeres LeMishmarti. We're making a Harchoket to Alos HaShachar. We don't want him to violate the Aveira of eating the Korban Pesach when it's nicer already. But if you're going to eat the matzah in the morning, it just won't be, if you eat matzah after Alos HaShachar, it's not an Avera. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, so you have no right to make a Gzera D'Rabbanan if you're afraid people won't fulfill the mitzvah. That was the pella that the Prima Gadim said, what's over here in the Mishnah about Chatzos by Kriyashma? Kriyashma is only a mitzvah, so why do they have the right, according to the Chacham, they made a Gzera D'Rabbanan, you're not allowed to say Kriyashma after Chatzos. Why do they have the right to make a gzera? It says, Shmatem is Mishmarti. You only have a right to make a harchoke if you're afraid someone's going to do an aver. Here there's no aver. It's just that they won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. If they'll say it, if you'll allow Kriyashma all night long, so that people will say Kriyashma Laila, after Alos HaShachar, after Hanetz HaChama, so they won't be out in the mitzvah. But that's not an aver if they won't be out in the mitzvah. So that was that the Prima Gadim worked hard on that. So what exactly is the answer is unclear. Yeah, and that, what did we discuss the other day? We were discussing the simple reading in the Mishnah is that there's a machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim is there a harchoka of Chatzos. Rabbi Gamliel holds there isn't even a harchoka of Chatzos. The Chachamim say there is a gzer de Rabbanan of Chatzos. So then the Gemara says, Oma Shmuel, Alocha ke Rabbi Gamliel. That's about 15 lines from the bottom. And Daf Chesam and Beis. Oma Shmuel, Alocha ke Rabbi Gamliel. Alocha Rabbi Gamliel should mean that there is no gzeira of chatzos. So the Rambam writes, l'chatchil, you have to say kriyashma before chatzos, but if you didn't, you can say later. So that's not Rabbi Gamliel. So what does he do with the Gemara? So the Mishkan HaSankev gave a whole suggestion that there never was a machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and Chacham. They both said the same thing. Very not b'mashma. Everybody tanya, it's very not b'mashma. The Gemara seems to say there was a machlokes. So what is the machlokes? So Rabbi Gamliel hold the Rambam Paskin is like Rabbi Gamliel, that what? That l'chatchili should say before chatzos, but b'di'evit you can say after chatzos. And the Chachamim say that even b'di'evit you can't say after chatzos. So it doesn't fit into the Gemara later on. Ma'aseh b'anam b'beis hamishteh. And they said, so he said, even according to the Chachamim. So it's not true. So that's the problem with the Rambam. So someone pointed out that the Vilna Gaon on Shulchan Aruch writes that there's often a problematic Rambam, and instead of standing on your head to figure out how the Rambam got this from the Talmud Bavli, the easiest answer is, he paskens like the Yerushalmi, Kedarka Lipsa Kairisham and Negara Bali become a Mekaimus. That's how the Bir Agra writes in Yeridea, different places. A lot of times the Lecha Mishnah and the other Noisim Kalim break their heads. How does the Rambam's Psak fit in with the Gemara? So the Vilna Gaon will often say, doesn't fit in with the Gemara. The Rambam passes like the Rishalmi. So here they point out that the Vilna Gaon says, the Rishalmi doesn't hold like the Bavli. The Bavli says, Amishmol Aloha Krabbing Amliel. The Rishalmi says, it's not so. Aloha Ke Chachamim. So the Chachamim, so the Rambam understood, that's the Shitas Chachamim. That Chachidi should say before Chatzais, and B'dieva D'yeretz, even if he said after. Okay. Rabbi Gorin, Bishaita, published a whole volume, I think, HaRambam HaYerushalmi. There are a lot of cases where the Rambam Paskin is like the Rishalmi against the Bavli. You have all the cases that the Vilna Gaon has, plus more. There are a lot of additional cases. Okay, so that's good to know. Sure, we don't have to stand on our head to far after. The Ma'ase said, people today hardly read the Lecha Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah is a Rishon, so he's entitled to an opinion. Kesa Mishnah always gives you the Mar Mekaimus for the Rambam. The Lecha Mishnah has all the time Pilpulim, he always tries to be Me'ashev. So people hardly ever read the Lecha Mishnah because we know there are other Mekah, the Rambam Paschal like Yerushalmi. Right? So it's Arab the Ganze Kashin. It's out of style. Lecha Mishnah is out of style today. Okay. The Lecha Mishnah writes that he wasn't aware that Rabbi Yosef Kara had written a Kesef Mishnah. So he intended his Sefer to be all the Mar Mekaimus of the Rambam. Till I forgot already where. Till deep into the Rambam. Then he found that there's a Kesef Mishnah. So then he stopped writing Mar Mekaimus and he only wrote the Pilpulim when there are Shverer Rambams. But even when he wrote the Mar Mekaimus in the first Chalokim of the Rambam, when he wrote it, it's not as good as the Kesef Mishnah. Anyway, nobody reads the Lecha Mishnah anymore. Okay, we're up to the bottom of Tesamanal. Daba no bi ozne ha'om. The Gemara says, Ein no ela l'shein bakosha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Moshe Rabbeinu, please do me a favor. Yishalu ish, ask all the people, there's a Hirah Shoah. Once in the history of the world, they had a knock on the necks of their neighbors to ask for matonis before Yitzias Mitzrayim. Doesn't apply bizman hazeh. Doesn't apply. It was once in the history of the world there was a mitzvah, the Hayru HaShoah, to knock on the next on Abir's door. Why does it say, No, ain't no, the Lashem HaKosha, the Bon Shalom Zeth, and the Toiva? The Bakosha Mimcho, Lechem Amar Lechem Nisal, the Bakosha Mikem Shalom in Mitzrayim. Why? Shalom Yoyma, Oso Tzadik, Avram Avinu shouldn't have any tainess against me. Rashi says, Oso Tzadik, Avram Avinu, Vavadu Inu, Osem Kim Bohem, Achrechen Yetzu, Bechush Godolo Kim Bohem. So do me a favor, make sure that the people, I mean, the Rebbe Shalom is only worried about Avraham Avinu is going to come with a taina to him. And if Avraham Avinu doesn't come with a taina, the Rebbe Shalom doesn't feel obligated to fulfill his promise. Of course, he promised, without Avraham Avinu having any taina, why shouldn't he keep to his promise? So I think a lot of Mephoshim say, Achrechen Yetzer B'chush Godel could have been fulfilled, because they have amunah, because they have the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and they're going to go be Mekabel HaTorah at Har Sinai. That's going to be the Rechush Gadol, a spiritual Rechush Gadol. But the Rebbe Shlomo is afraid that Avraham Avinu is going to have a taina that the Avad Avinu Oysam was fulfilled literally, physically. So Rechush Gadol should also be fulfilled literally, physically. Rechush Gadol, not just the spiritual baggage that they left Yitzchak and Simon, and Nisim and Aflois and amunah, and the Nevuah and so on. No. Should be Rechush Gadol Kipshuto. So that's why he says, Shalayam Rasa Tzadik. The Pasuk says, by the Akeda also, it says, Kachna es bincha sechita she'ahavta es Yitzchak. Lech lecha l'eretz hamriya. So it says also, Kachna. Ein no, so the Ran has... We have two svarim from the Ram. We have the Pirush HaRan on Bereshis, and you have the Drushas HaRan. So in both of them, you have a whole mimer about the Akedah, where he has the same idea, and they say it's the same Ran, the same one who wrote the Ran on the Rif. That's the same Ran. he interprets that the Rabbanu Shalom never instructed Avraham Avinu that he has to bring his son as an Akedah. He said, I would appreciate it, if you don't want to, you don't have to, I'm asking a big favor, but I would appreciate it very much if you kill your son as a carpet. So Avraham Avinu said, it's too much. He could have said it's too much. He didn't, even though Rabbanu Shalom was not mitzvah him. That's the Ran's interpretation. Rabbanu Shalom never instructed him, I want you to bring the son as a carbon. He hinted to him, Kach nas bincha, please, if you would, I would appreciate it very much, but I know it's asking a lot, so if you don't want to do it, don't do it. Don't feel obligated to do it. And nonetheless, Avraham Avinu wanted to do Ratzon Hashem. A lot of people, when it comes to mitzvahs, we're looking for haramas, how to become putter from the mitzvah. Avraham Avinu didn't look for haramas. If you know that this is the direction that you want, Baruch Shalom wants you to go in this direction, you want to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way you demonstrate Avas Hashem. There's a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah where the Mishnah comments on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Ki tovim dadecha miyoyin. So the Rabbanu Shalom says, Chaviv and Dibrei Sefer Yosem Yehine Shal Torah. Deidecha means the love that you show towards me. When Bnei Yisrael observe Dibrei Sefer, when we observe mitzvahs from the Rabbanon, we're going above and beyond what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do. We observe Dinim de Rabbanon because the Chachamim were Mishayer, by studying Kol HaTorah Kula, so they figured out what direction the Rabbanu Shalom wants us to go. And they recommend that we should go one step further. So you have to know what is the gist of the Torah in order to know what is one step further in order to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Mesillas Yesharim writes. How does a person demonstrate that he loves his spouse or that he loves his parents? So if he knows that his mother would like him to take out the garbage, he doesn't wait until she tells him 10 times, please take out the garbage. If he knows she wants to take out the garbage and he takes it out without her asking, so that's demonstrating that he loves his mother, or a person loves his spouse. So when it's the wife's birthday or it's the wedding anniversary, so he surprises her, so he buys her flowers, or he buys her jewelry, or he takes her out to dinner, he does something, takes her out to the movies, whatever they're going to do, whatever he does to entertain his wife. He does something that his wife didn't ask him to do, but he knows that this would please his wife. So that's what it means. How do we fulfill the mitzvah of Avas Hashem? Ki tovim deidecha miyoyin. The Rabban Shalom says, your expression of your love for me, the divrei sofrim, the observance of all the mitzvahs from the Rabbanah, I never instructed you to observe the mitzvahs of the Rabbanah. But the Chachamim were Mishayah, based on their understanding of Kol HaTorah Kula, that this is the direction I would like you to go. So they recommended you should go one step further, but I never asked you to do that. But you please me. You please HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing that. That's a demonstration of Avas Hashem. So that's what it means. Chaviv and Divrei Sofrim, Yosem Miyeinu Shal Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates our observance of the Dinim D'Rabbanan more than he appreciates our observance of the Dinim D'Rais. The Dinim D'Rais, he told us he wants us to do it, so we do it. We don't want to burn again him. He said, I want you to do this, so we do it. But we go ahead, Lifnei Mishur HaSad, and we do things that he never told us to do, but we know that that's the direction that he would want us to go. So that's what Avraham Avinu was prepared to bring his son as a carbon, because he knew that was the direction that the Rabbanu Shalom would like him to go. The Rabbanu Shalom never, that's how the Ran learns. Kach nos bincha sichitcha ino aloshem bakosha, that the Rabbanu Shalom said, if you don't want to, you don't have to, but I would really enjoy it very much, I would appreciate it very much if you bring a son as a carbon. That's quite an interpretation. Like our Gemara, ino aloshem bakosha. That's the Pirush Ran. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Moshe Rabbeinu on the burning bush in the Sneh. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, this is one of the names of Hashem, that one of the Zayin Shem She'enim Chokim, you're not supposed to pronounce it either, Eke Asher Eke. When you're learning Kriya Sator, you pronounce it, but when you're not learning Kriya Sator, it's like pronouncing Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, unnecessarily. People make a mistake, they think, the Meshech Chochma writes that people make a mistake, they think that you're permitted to pronounce the name Eke Asher Eke, because Rabbi Yosef Kara wrote a Sefer Magen Mishorim. Rabbi Yosef Kar had a magid. He had one night on Shavuos, he was learning by Chavrusa, I think with Rabbi Shlomo Alkabetz, before he came to Eretz Yisrael. They were learning Shavuos night, and all of a sudden, he lost his voice, and there was a different voice coming out from his throat. It was a magid, it was a malach that was saying over things and learning. So they were the ones who recommended that we should stay up all night on Shavuos. Maybe we'll be zeicher to get a magid also. And that was the magid of the Mishnah. He had the Torah Shebaal Peh was talking through his throat. There were other tzaddikim in that generation who also had magidim. Rabbi Yosef Taitatzak also was a contemporary, but he had a magid who was Torah Shebaal Peh. And Rabbi Yosef Kar's magid was the Mishnah. Torah Shebaal Peh was a higher level of a magid. I don't know what it means. That's what it says in this form. So the Magid, so Rabbi Yosef Kar wrote down every day what he heard from the Magid, what the Malach told him. So the Magid gave him a whole explanation why this Shem Hashem you are permitted to pronounce. So the Meshech Chachma says people misunderstood the Magid Meshorim. They thought that it meant you're allowed to pronounce Ekash or Ekash Tamasa. He says, no. The Magid Meshorim is explained, let it be like Yud Kei Vav Kei, that you're not allowed to pronounce it even Mishas Kriyas HaTorah. So the Beis Yosef Magid explains why it's like Shin Dalad Yud, why it's like Elikim, why it's like Alav Dal Nun Yud. It's not like Yud Kei Vav Kei, you're not allowed to pronounce it at all, but it didn't mean that you're allowed to pronounce it unnecessarily. No, it's one of the Zayin Shem She'enim Chokim. And it's usually assumed, it's a question if that's true, usually assumed that just to pronounce the Shem Hashem unnecessarily is also an Iser. As Hashem Elokecha Tira, the Gemara says in the beginning of Tmura, just to pronounce Shem Hashem unnecessarily is a violation of Mor Hashem. As Hashem Elokecha Tira, Mor Hashem requires of us not to say His name unnecessarily. So this is one of the Zayin Shemes, both, the first and the second. Eka Asher Eka, both are Shem Hashem. So what does it mean, Eka Asher Eka? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, what does it mean? Lech Mor Lehem Lisrael, Ani Hayisi Imochem B'Shibud Zeh, I was with you the whole time I was watching over you in Golus Mitzrayim, and in the future there's going to be a longer Golus, it's going to be a Golus Edom. How long was the Golus Mitzrayim? It wasn't so long, 210 years, in the beginning it wasn't so bad, then the end it was bitter. There's going to be a long Golus Edom, and the Baruch Hashem is going to guide us through the Golus Edom as well. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Baruch Shalom, Dai Letzor B'Shaita. I better not. I'm not going to tell them that there's going to be another Golus. They're saddened as it is now." So Baruch Shalom said, "You're right. Ekesh Lachani Alechem. Don't tell me Ekesh Ereke." But it was at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim that Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that there is going to be another Golus, a long Golus, and it's going to be a Gulu Hasido. So that's why on Pesach night by the Seder, we speak not only of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we speak about, we end off, Nishpas Kal Chai Tevorach Hashim Hashem Alkeinu, the day will come, then all of mankind will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech HaKol Ha'olam. That's Nishpas Kal Chai, that's the Gulu Hasidu. And the Gulu Hasidu will only take place when all the nations of the world are prepared. Nishpas Kal Chai Tevorach, and all the nations of the world will accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech. So we say before we finish the second half of the Hallel, after the Birchas Hamazon, we open the door, and we say, Shvach HaMaz Chalagam HaShaloh Yidaucha, what is that all about? We say, Baruch Shalom, it's not fair, just because there's a minority of nations that don't want to recognize them, recognize you. So they're holding up the whole Gulu Hasidah. So wipe them out, and then the other nations who do recognize you will accept you. So that's what we're asking. Shvach HaMaz Chalagam doesn't mean take the Kama from the Goyim. We're asking, hasten the Gulu Hasida, and just because there are a couple of nations that don't want to accept you, so bump them off, so wipe them off, and those who do accept you, so shine, so bring the Gulu Hasida. But the reason why we talk about it by Leil HaSeder is because the Rebbe Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu that it's going to be a Gulu Hasida. He told him before you'd see us from Sarim, it's going to be a Gulu Hasida. Okay, Me'emes HaKoronis HaShma B'Shachris, the Mishnah began, the Masechta began, Me'emes HaKoronis HaShma B'Arvis, B'Arovin. When is the earliest and when is the latest man of Kriyashma Shalaylo? So that we learned the whole Mishnah, all till Tesan Beis. So the second Mishnah is discussing when is this Zman Kriya Shema Shal Shachris. So the first Tana says, Mishiyaka Mentchelis Lelovon. Tana Kama says, Mentchelis Lelovon, that's an earlier Zman. Reb Lezer Ame Ben Tchelis Lekarsi. Karsi is green. Tchelis is dark blue. So dark blue and green are much closer to each other than Tchelis and Lovon. So that's going to be a later stage, closer to Hanetzach Hama. And Tchelis Lovon is going to be earlier. Tchelis Lekarsi is going to be later. The Gomorrah, you finish the Kriya Shema ad Hanetzach Hama. You finish the Kriya Shema by Hanetzach Hama. Tanakama sounds like you should finish Kriya Shema before Hanetzach Hama. Yeah, there's a Mishnah later that says if a person is in a mikveh, in the morning he's going to mikveh before he davens, and then he sees that he's not dressed, he doesn't have his talis and tefillin, he's not able to daven Shema Nesrei, but he sees that it's soon going to be Hanetzach Hama, and the proper practice is that one should say Kriya Shema Kivosikin, you should finish Kriya Shema right before Hanetzach Hama. So the Mishnah says he's not dressed, but he can't daven Shema Nesrei in that condition, but he can say Kriya Shema. So what's the story? So the Gemara is going to talk. Is it dirty water? Is it clear water? What does he do? Liber Yisarevah? How do you figure out how do you solve all the problems? You're going to have to learn that Gemara. But you see that there's an Indian of saying Kriya Shema Kivosikin soon before Hanetzach Hama, even without Smichus Gula L'Tfila, without saying Shema Nesrei right afterwards. He's just going to say Kriya Shema Kivosikin. So that's Gemara im Hanetzach Hama, ad Hanetzach Hama. You should finish the Kriya Shema before Hanetzach Hama. Reb Shua Aimer, you don't have to finish by Hanetzach Hama, ad Shalosh Shos. Why Shalosh Shos? By Yom Shekein Derech Melochem Lamod V'Shalosh Shos, and it says B'Kumecha V'Shach Becha U'B'Kumecha. So since Derech Menei Melochem Lamed V'Shalosh Shos, so it's still called B'Kumecha. What do we have to do with B'nei Melochem? What Kol Yisrael B'nei Melochem, that's a Machloikis HaTanoim. What they say Kol Yisrael B'nei Melochem. Where's the Machloikis? It's in two places. It's a Masechus Shabbos. There's a din midirabbanan that you're not allowed to apply refuah b'Shabbos. If a person is basically a bari with a mechish b'alma, he's healthy, but he has a slight ache and pain, so then they made exerah d'rabbanan, you're not allowed to apply any refuah. If he's a chole she'ein bo sakana, there's a machlokes, and we paskan it's mutter to take refuahs. There's no exerah shem yishachik salman. When is he called the Achelu She'en Bo Sakana? When is he called the Bari with the Mechlish B'Almo? So if the condition that he has prevents him from functioning normally, if he's Chelu Kol Gufa Mutal Mishka, he has to lay in bed. Or he has such a splitting headache that he can't concentrate, he lost his appetite, and he can't concentrate on learning, and everything is slowed down, that's called Achelu She'en Bo Sakana. But if he has a Bari with the Mechlish B'Almo, he has aches and pains, but it doesn't slow him down, doesn't prevent him from functioning normally. So that's when they made the Gzeira de Rabban. If it's a Bari with a Mechesh B'Alma, then you have the Gzeira of Refuah. So the Mishnah says that Refuah is awesome at the Rabban, Gzeira Shem Mishachik Salamanim. Child is, what about Bizman Azeh? Bizman Azeh. We don't grind up any Salamanim. In the factory, they grind it up. We don't grind, we go to the drugstore, we pick it up. So we usually assume that the Gzeira Shem Mishach Salman even applies Bizman Hazeh. It's a question, why? Okay, so it's what to discuss. So there's a Gzeira of Refuah. Yeah, Refuah, the Gemara in the end of Beitzah seems to say Refuah is Mutan Yantam Sheni Shal Golias, except for second day Rosh Hashanah, because it's Kedusha Achas, so you don't have the Kulis that you have. The one Kul you do have is Kfuras Ameis, that the Gemara says. But again, the Kfuras Ameis, that you can bury all your day Yisrael on Yantab Sheni Shal Golis, that even applies to Yantab Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. But the Kula of Refuah, that Refuah is Mutan Yantab Sheni, so the Gemara says that Kula does not apply on the second day of Rosh Hashanah because it's Kedusha Achas. So the din is that, let's say, some people drink schnapps, some people enjoy drinking schnapps. But say, I don't enjoy drinking schnapps. I don't understand why anybody does enjoy drinking schnapps. But when I have a cold, so it works better than everything else. So you drink schnapps. So you should say, a person who enjoys drinking schnapps, he should say a bracha on it, and he's allowed to take it, even if he has a cold. Because that's Michael Bream. The only time it's also to take refuah on Shabbos and Yom Tov if it's refuah nikeres, if it's obvious that it's l'shem refuah. Let's say orange juice. So if a person has sniffles, he feels a cold coming on, if he drinks a couple of cups of orange juice, he's getting more vitamin C, so it'll probably help him so he won't catch a cold. So you're going to say such a person is not allowed to drink the orange juice on Shabbos because it's refuah? No. So that's Michael Brian. Other people drink orange juice even when they're healthy. So even though you happen to drink orange juice now in order to prevent yourself from getting the cold, or you have the cold in order to help you get better, so that's Michael Brim. So there is Michael Brim, there's no Iser Refuah. So the same thing, schnapps. Let's say I only drink schnapps when I have a cold, but so by me it's Taka Niker, that is L'Shem. Someone sees me drinking schnapps, they know that I have a cold. But since other people drink schnapps all the time, so it's called Michael Brim, so it's Mutter for everyone to drink schnapps if they have a cold. Unless it's just the Mishnah has, let's say a person has a toothache, so he's going to take the schnapps, hold it in the tooth, rinse his mouth out, then he's going to spit out the schnapps. And then the Gemara says, if he's going to spit it out, then it's nika, that it's l'shem refuah. But if he's going to swallow the schnapps, then it's Michael Brim, so then it's mut. So the Mishnah has a machlok zatanaim in connection with the Iser refuah. What if there's a person has some condition, and there's some very expensive oil that you can smear on your skin that helps for that condition, but it's so expensive, so normal people don't use it. The multimillionaires, the Bnei Malachim, use this stuff. They have money to waste. They collect all the taxes from the public, and they waste all the money. So the shaila is, do you say, Kol Yisrael Bnei Malachim, all the Jews should really be multimillionaires, and we should all have the right to have, to talk about whether you enjoy schnapps or not, that's a matter of taste. So that has nothing to do with Bnei Malachim, but to talk about that you have money to waste in order to smear every day oil, this very expensive oil on your body. So the Gemara has this, the Mishnah has Machlokes Satanim. So if you say Kol Yisrael Bnei Malachim, means all the Jews that deserve to be wealthy, and therefore it's called Refuah Shein and Nikeres, so therefore even though I'm so poor, I can only afford this oil if I really have some medical condition. So that should be, for me, it should be Refuah Nikeres. But since we all deserve that, it should have been rich, so therefore it's called Refuah Shein Nikeres. So we pass Kol Yisrael La Bnei Malach. We don't pass like that. Then there's the same Machlokes HaTanaim in the end of Bob Metzia by Mesadrin the Baal Choyf. The original Din of Chumash by Mesadrin, a person pledges to give Erki Alai, pledges to give money to Hekdash. And then they come to collect. So he owes, let's say, so much money. He doesn't have money to pay. He doesn't have a penny to his name. How's he going to pay? But he has 25 suits in the closet. So he doesn't need 25 suits. So the din is, misadrin, that you don't take away everything that he has. You don't take away the shirt off of his back. You leave him one weekday suit and one Shabbos digger suit. And you leave him, I guess, two pairs of shoes, one pair of shoes for Shabbos, and one pair of shoes for the weekdays. You leave him a talus and a pair of tefillin. He doesn't need the traveling tefillin. He doesn't need two sets of tefillin. So you take away whatever is a luxury by him, and you leave him, that's called misadrin. And you leave him the basic necessity. Let's say he needs an automobile in order to drive to work, and he needs certain tools. He's a jeweler, so he needs certain tools. So whatever he really needs for his parnasa, so you let him keep it. And everything else, we auction off to the highest bidder, and we take the money, we pay it to the Hegdash. So that's a din by Hegdash like that. What about a Baal Choyv? What if a person owes money to another bus of Adam? Not the Hegdash. So do you say Misadron the Baal Choyv? Also, Eir Misad Baal Choyv. So that's Machlek, is how you pass on Aloch L'maisem. Machlek is Rabbi Natam and the other Rishon. So the Rabbi Natam holds Eir Misadron Baal Choyv. You take away everything. Hegdish doesn't take away everything. Hegdish doesn't need. But the other person, I owe money to another person, they take off everything. Meglima dal kasvei, take off the shirt off of his back. And we don't paskin like the rabbi. In the time we paskin, misadron the Baal Choyv, just like misadron the Hegdish, so misadron the Baal Choyv also. So you leave him tefillin, that's the shadow, you leave him tefillin the rabbi in the time. That's what they used to ask. They leave him tefillin the rabbi in the time, because the rabbi in the time holds a misadron. So the rabbi in the time must take away everything. And the others don't hold from Tefillin the Rabbi Natam. Those who hold the Misadron the Baal Choyv say they don't believe in Tefillin the Rabbi Natam. So that's what they usually ask. When you say Misadron the Baal Choyv, do you leave him as Tefillin the Rabbi Natam and you take it away? the same in Manav Shach. If the din is like the Rabbein Tam, then you don't. Then you take everything away. You take off the shirt off of his back. So what if the fella has a Shabbos Dika suit that cost him $1,000? He's a poor slob. What am I buying a suit for $1,000 for? So maybe you should say they should auction off the. I have a tuxedo that cost me $1,000. I only wear it at weddings. I'm a rabbi, let's say. So I can wear a regular suit also. I need $1,000 tuxedo for a wedding. So that's a machloikas hatanaim. So if he say kol yisrael b'nei malachim, all the Jews deserve to be multimillionaires, then we all deserve to have this $1 million suit. So if I have this suit, they don't auction it off and get money and buy me a less expensive suit, a kavadik suit for Shabbos. So if you hold kol yisrael b'nei malachim, so they leave me with the $1,000 suit. And if you don't hold kol yisrael b'nei malachim, you don't hold Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim, then they auction off their very expensive suit, and they buy a $200 suit, a $300 suit for me. I don't need such an expensive suit. So there also we pass them. We don't accept Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim. So that's the shot of why is all of a sudden over here. The Mevarshim on the Mishnah says the Kash. And the other two cases where there's a Machlokes HaTanaim, we pass them. We don't accept the Shita, Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim. Why is all of a sudden over here? The Sovus Man Kriyashma depends on the B'nei Malachim. So some say when it comes to sleep, Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim. Everybody needs a lot of sleep. That's a joke. That's not the real answer. The real answer is what the Ramban writes. That it says Beloshen Yochid. The Ramban writes on Muhammad's a Yisoid in Midrash Alternate Reshes, based on many Gemaras. Whenever you're darshaning a pasuk to establish a halacha, so the Gemara says you'll always establish a halacha based on what the roiv is. Whatever the common roiv b'nei ba'adam would do like that. Except over here, since it's written in the singular, v'shach b'cha, v'kum mecha, here it depends when the miut b'nei adam are waking up and the miut b'nei adam are going to sleep. So since there is a class of miut b'nei adam, b'nei malachim will wake up 3 hours after Hanetz Achama, and it says, v'kum mecha in the singular, so it depends on the miut b'nei adam. And I think the Muhammad says the same in the Gete Vasikin. Why should the earliest man Kriyashma be Rosh Mishogana wakes up so early in the morning? I don't wake up so early. Before Hanetz Achama. Now I do. Okay, now because they changed the clock. But when it's a normal day, I don't wake up so. That's when I'm going to sleep. I don't wake up before Hanetz Achama. So he says, because there's a miut b'nei adam waking up at that time. So that's what we established, the earliest man with the latest man, everything is based on the miut b'nei adam over here. Because it's written in the singular. How does he know the darshan is singular as opposed to the plural? Because he got it from the Gemara. It's going to be a Gemara later in the first parak. Gemara says, Belech techo badach, belech has didoch. That oisik b'mitzvah potem ala mitzvah. Because it says, Belech techo. It doesn't say, Belech has badach. Belech techo, belech has didoch. So what are you dashing? So b'shach b'cha b'kum echa. What are you dashing for those chops? So the Gemara never says. So the Ramban fills in and he says, "This is what you're dashing." B'shif techa. What are you dashing? B'shach b'cha b'kum echa goes when the miut b'nei adam are waking up, when the miut b'nei adam are going to sleep. So it sounds like there's a machlokes hatanaim here. You have to finish kriyashma by Hanetz Achama. And Rabbi Shua disagrees that they can finish into Shalosh Shoras Bayom. The Rishonim say they don't think it's a machlokes satanan. They agree with Rabbi Shua. Tanakam agrees with Rabbi Shua. He can say Kriyat Shema up until Shalosh Shoras Bayom. But still, it sounds like it's a kedima to recite Kriyat Shema Kivasik. That's the Mishnah later. The guy's in the mikveh and he sees that the sun is about to rise. So quickly he says Kriyat Shema. What's his rush? He doesn't have a talis and tefillin. You see that there's a hider, the lechatchila. The Ramban thinks that it's a lechatchila deraisa. They say Kriyat Shema Kevasikin. They say the Kriyat Shema even separated from the talis and tefillin, separated from the Shemana Esrei. You're not going to have smichas gula tefillin. Just to say Kriyat Shema Kevasikin. Yeah, some of the people looked up the Tosfos in Yuma. And Daf Lamed Zayin and based on the Maraska Omer Abaye on the side of the Gemara, on the left margin on Tesam Beis and the old standard Gemaras, so they tell you to look in the Tosis and Yuma Lamed Zayin. Rabbi Natam is quoted there as saying the Vasikin were Hasidim. We all know the Hasidim do Shaloi Kedin. So the Hasidim, he says, they weren't Yotze Kriyashma. Ben Adham holds, he can't be Yotze Kriyashma if you say before Hanetzach Hama. It has to be after Hanetzach Hama. But that's not the usually, that's not the generally accepted opinion. We usually assume that it's a heated to Davin Basikin. And if you did Davin Basikin, you say Kriyashma soon before Hanetzach Hama. Shmanesu soon after. That's a fulfillment of the pasuk Yiro Ucho Im Shomesh Lifnei Arech Dor Dorim Yiro Ucho. The Jewish people demonstrate their Moira, their Yiras Hashem. The Gemara quotes the pasuk from Tilim, Terekain Beis, here, right over here. 10 lines into the Gemara, Yiro Ucho Im Shomesh. They demonstrate that Yiras Hashem, as the sun is about to go up, what is that? By reciting Kriyashma right before sunrise, and by reciting Shema Esrei right after sunrise. And you have Smichas Gula Litfila like that. So that's so the people who daven Vasikin assume not like the Rabbi Natan. Some they quote the Rabbi Blazer Yudel Finkel, the one who is the Rosh Yeshiva in the Mir Yeshiva in Europe, and then under his leadership they moved to Eretz Yisrael. So he always daven Vasikin, and he would repeat Kriyat Shema later because of the Rabbi Natan. Going to Rabbi Natan, you're not Yotze. So once they wrote that up, that was his practice, a lot of people already do that. Even though they daven Vasikin, they repeat Kriyashma again later after Hanetzach Hama, maybe the Rabbi Natan is right. Maybe you're not Yotze if you say Kriyashma before Hanetzach Hama. Yeah. So the Mishnah gives you the Zman. You have to say Kriyashma within the Zman. Nonetheless, HaKor Mekam Yalef LaHipsid Ka'odem HaKor Bater. But if you recite Kriyashma after the Sosman Kriyashma, not so bad. You didn't really lose anything. Ka'odem HaKor Bater. What do you mean LaHipsid? But it's not Yotze Kriyashma. How can the Mishnah say Loi Hipsid? So the Gemara asked the question later. So the Gemara says Loi Hipsid means Loi Hipsid HaBrachas. That's on Yud Amud Beis towards the bottom right before the next Mishnah. Avad Shaliyam HaYotzeror. How it says Loi Hipsid? So the Hipsid are brachas. Tanya Namech, Karmakam Yelof. The Hipsid, you may say the brachas. You may say the brachas. How does that fit in? It says in the Mishnah, Karmakam Yelof, the Hipsid, Karim, Akari, Batoira. How can you say the Hipsid, the brachas? It doesn't fit into the words in the Mishnah. The Hipsid, Karim, Akari, Batoira. Then the Rabbeinu Yoina has the famous comment over here. There is an issue, how is one permitted to recite Kriya Shema Bal Peh? Or even if you're looking at a siddur, that's called Kriya Bal Peh. It's Kriya Mitoch HaKsav is if you have a Sefer Torah in front of you. At least you have a Chumash Dvarim in front of you. You don't need a whole Sefer Torah, Bereshit through Dvarim, but you need at least a Sefer Shalom. So if you only have a siddur that has Shema V'Hayam Shema and V'Yomer, it doesn't have, even if you have a whole Tanakh in front of you, that's called Bal Peh. It's all called Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. If it's written on cloth and the pages are sewn together properly, like a real Kedusha Sefer Torah, everything else is called Kari Bal Peh. So the Gemara has a drasha on the Pasuk in Parshas Kisisa. Ksov l'chos ha-dvarim ha-ela ki al-pi ha-dvarim ha-ela karati et chabris ve-es Yisrael. So the Gemara says, the word ha-ela is a miyut. Ksov l'chos ha-dvarim ha-ela. I only give you permission to write Torah she-bechsav, dvarim she-bal peh. You're not allowed to write. Alpi hadvarim ha'ela, alpi is referring to Torah Shabalpeh. The Iker, the Gemara says, Lakos HaKadosh Baruch Hu bris Yisrael el al Torah Shabalpeh. The Iker increases bris with the Jewish people was really on the Torah Shabalpeh, not so much on the Torah Shabichsav. Torah Shabichsav is shared with all the Yom HaSoilim. But the thing that we have that's unique to us, that the Yom HaSoilim don't share, is the Torah Shabalpeh. So that's the Pasuk. Sov l'chos hadvarim ha'ela, only write down Torah Shabichsav. Hadvarim ha'ela below Torah Shabalpeh. Ki alpi hadvarim ha'ele karati et chabris. Alpi means the Kriyas bris was based on the Torah Shebal Peh, and Torah Shebal Peh may be recited Bal Peh, and Torah Shebichsav may not be recited Bal Peh. So that means that the Bal Kori shouldn't learn the Parshas HaShavua Bal Peh, even if he knows the Bal Peh, he shouldn't learn it Bal Peh, he should learn Mitoch HaKsav. Or, let's say the Kori is HaMegillah. Someone's reading the Megillah, reading the Haftarah. So you should, you're learning, you should learn Mitoch HaKsav, you shouldn't learn Bal Peh. So the Rishonim ask a question, that if Dvarim Shebichsav Yatar Asher Liyom and Alpeh, so how do you say Ashrei Balpeh? How do you say Kriyashma Balpeh? Dvarim Shebichsav, you're not allowed to say Balpeh. So they don't go and think the correct answer. The Tosis in Yuma asked it, and Tosis in Temura asks it. So the Tosis in Temura gives this answer, and the Don Dagon says this is the Iker answer. The Avin Hagos Hagra on the side of the Gemara in Temura, in the second parak in Temura. And in Shulchan Aruch, in the Hagos and the Bi'ur HaGra, Shulchan Aruch, he thinks the Iker answer is that the din only implies Lahotzi Rabbi Medei Chayvosim. If a person is saying Ashrei Balpeh, saying Kriyashma Balpeh, that's not a problem. There never was a problem. It's the din of Mesiras HaTerah to others. Sovlechos HaDvarim HaEle, when you give a shir in Torah Shema Peh, you're not supposed to read from a text like we're doing. We're reading from a text of Mishnayos, or a text from a Rambam, or a text from Shulchan Aruch. Different people give a shir in Shulchan Aruch, or Mishnayos, or Gemara. So you're not supposed to do that. When you give a shir in Torah Shema Peh, it's supposed to be Baal Peh. And when you're laning Kriyas HaTorah for the Rabbim, you're supposed to lay Meterach HaKsav. That's a din of Mesiras HaTorah. From one generation to the other, the way the more correct way the Torah should be transmitted to others. When it's a Lamed Torah L'Acher, it should be like that. Then the Gemara says in Temura, in the second parak, the Heislas L'Hashem, Efer Torah Sech, the Chacham himself, the whole Torah is going to be forgotten. If they're going to insist on this, that Dvarim Shebaal Peh, Yatara Shal Yama B'Ksav, you're not allowed to teach. It's assumed that he always is to keep Megillah Storim. The Rambam writes in Hakdamah, I think in the Agdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos or the Agdamah to the Mishnah Torah, maybe he has it in both. He writes, whenever they heard a Chiddush in Torah Shema Peh, they always wrote it down. Everybody had Megillah Storm. So what's the Din Dvarim Shema Peh, Yatav HaShel Yaman Beksav? Now it goes on giving the Shir. When you give the public Shir, you prepare by looking at notes that you have, but the Shir should be given Baal Peh. The Shir shouldn't be Meter Chaksav. And the Chachamim saw in the days of the Amoraim, this is going to be a disaster. So they allowed the writing down on the Mishnayos. It's assumed that the Mishnayos were edited by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, but it wasn't written down until the days of Ravina Ravashi. And the Talmud Bavli was edited to be recited Baal Peh by Ravina Ravashi. So if I wrote, the Gemara says that was the end of the period of the Chasimus HaTalmud, but it wasn't written down until deep into the Tkufas HaGa'onim. It was written down later. So the Heter, to write down the Mishnayos and to write down the Gemara, and to give a shir by reading from a text, that was based on the pasuk, "Eslasa Hashem Eferet Teresecha." That's a question. What does that mean? That's called conservative Judaism. They wanted to conserve. They wanted to save Yiddishkeit. That was their intention. Their intentions were very noble, but Kavanos Chavitzui Abba Masecha Einim Ritzuim. So they thought that the way to conserve Judaism, is by violating a little bit here Chatei B'Shul Shetiske. So that's Eslas L'Hashem Eferet Teresecha. So Rashi writes, there's a Mishnah Nun Dalet Amen Aleph, that's Perek Haroya. So the Mishnah has certain kulas that are based on this pasuk. Eslas L'Hashem Eferet Teresecha is a pasuk in Tilim Kuf Yutes. That's a Tmanya Ape. You have the whole Aleph base, and you have eight psukim that begin with Aleph, and eight psukim begin with the letter base. Eslas begins with the letter Ayin. So Rashi writes on that Mishnah, Eslas L'Hashem Eferet Teresecha, you're permitted to do Dover Hanira Osur. So Rashi, six lines from the bottom. It doesn't allow you to do, not like the conservative rabbis, you're allowed to do Kol Dover Osur, you're allowed to drive to the synagogue in order to retain Jewish identity on Shabbos, you're allowed to drive and so on. No, you're allowed to do Dover Hanira Issa. So why is it only Nira Issa? That's a question. Why is it Nira Issa? So the Gemara says in Temur, in the second parak, they allowed the writing down of the Mishnayos, and later generation they permitted the writing down of the Gemara, because they felt that if you're not going to have it written down, you're going to rely, everyone's going to teach it Baal Peh, it'll just be forgotten. So why isn't it an outright Avera? Why is it only Dover Hanira Iser? So that's a good question. I think we mentioned the other day, mentioned that Chacham Avadya has a tshuva on this, he has tshuvas on everything, has a tshuva on this also. So he thinks that the best answer is given, who does he quote it from? The Sefer Yireim, I think. I think he quotes from the Sefer Yireim that it never was an Issa. It's just that the mitzvah b'shleimusa of Mesiras Torah Shebaal Peh is being fulfilled if you transmit it Baal Peh. But if you teach from a text, so you mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah Shalav b'shleimusa. But it's not that it's an Avera. It never was an Avera. It's just the mitzvah is not being fulfilled b'shleimusa. So the Chachamim felt it's better to fulfill a mitzvah of liman haTorah lachem shelo b'shleimusa rather than to be concerned a big chunk of the Torah Shabbat would be lost, it would be forgotten. So it's better to be mekayim shelo b'shleimusa. That's what he claims. There never was an issa. Yeah, but you have to go through all the cases in the Mishnah or all the other cases. Why are all the cases where we apply this rule, why do you say it's only Dabba Hanira Isser? It's like an Isser Marisayan. You're allowed to violate a Dabba Hanira Isser, but it's not that it's really Isser. Okay, that's a question. So this is a question that the Rishayim have. If Torah Shebichsav, Dvarim Shebichsav, Yatav Hashem Liyom, and Alpeh, so how do we say Ashrei Baal Peh? How do we say Kriya Shema Baal Peh? So the Vilna Gaon thinks that the Iker answer is what the Tosfos wrote in Temura in the second Perek, that this din, you're not allowed to say, you're not allowed to teach Torah Shebichsav Baal Peh, that goes on Kriya Shatar when you're Malamed Torah Lachem. But if a person is saying Kriya Shema, he's not Malamed Lachem, he's not being Mos Lachem, the whole din doesn't apply. Fine. That's what the Vilna Gaon thinks is the more correct answer. But other Baalei HaTosfos gave different answers. So one of the answers that they give is the Rabbi Yoni gives this answer on his Gemara, on the Gemara and Daf, where the Gemara says Lahifsid Kadam Akar Batal, Hifsid Abrachas. So Rabbi Yoni says there is certain parshias where the Torah says you have to recite, like Arami Abirovi, you have to recite when you have Mikra Bikurim, or you have to recite Vidui Maisa. On Erev Pesach of the fourth year, Erev Pesach of the 17th, you have to recite Vide Maisa at the Shas HaBiwer. Or Kriya Shema you have to recite. Or Chalitza, Lachavatsi, Lachachta, Me'en Yivam, Lachachim, Shem, Be Yisrael, and so on. So whenever the Torah says, singles out a parsha, you have to recite this, it's self-understood. You're not allowed to recite anything about Peh. Not allowed to be Mavisedrim about Peh. You have to, everything has to, not only Lelamed Lacherim, never allowed to say about Peh. But when the Torah has a parsha that has to be recited, so it's self-understood that that's an exception to the rule. That Arami Avirav, you're allowed to say Baal Peh. And Kriya Shema, you're allowed to say Baal Peh. It's singled out. V'dibarta bom, shach b'chav kamecha. The Torah says you got to recite this. So it's not reasonable to assume that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that everybody should have a Sefer Torah in front of him, or at least a Sefer Dvarim in front of him, in order to be able to recite Shema Yom Shemaya. It's self-understood. Whenever the Torah singles out a parsha that has to be recited, it's self-understood that it can be recited Baal Peh. So the Shaila is, this fellow missed his Zman Kriya Shema. He woke up late and he missed his Zman Kriya Shema. But he's still going to daven. Still going to daven. So the Shaila is, can he say Kriya Shema Baal Peh? He's not being Yotzei Kriya Shema. So that's what the Mishnah says, Lahifsid. He's allowed to say Kriya Shema Baal Peh, Ka'odim HaKorei BaTorah. What does it mean? There is a Kiyum Kriya Shema. It's called reciting Kriya Shema. Same thing Arami Avirovi. Not only when you recite Arami Avirovi in conjunction with Mikra Bikurim, you bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, that parsha was exempted from this din. The din of the Ram Shebichsavi Atar Shalem Al HaPeh doesn't apply to Arami Avirovi. Maybe he doesn't say this, maybe that's the reason. Why did the Chachamim pick Arami Avirovi to be the text for Pesach night? You recite the parshas Arami Avirovi and you darshan it, you blend in the drushas of the Torah Shabbat Peh with every phrase in the Pasuk. Why don't they pick Shmos Ve'era Boy B'Shalach? Why don't they pick the parshas over there? Why don't they pick Arami Avirovi? So maybe it's because everyone's going to recite the parsha Baal Peh. They're not going to have a Sefer Torah. You're going to pour the wine. The kittel always gets stained with wine. The Haggadah always gets stained with wine. The Sefer Torah is going to get stained with wine. Going to have a Sefer Torah by the Seder. You're going to pour the wine on the Sefer Torah. So the answer is, no, you're going to recite all the Pesukim Baal Peh. So best is to recite Arami Avirovi, because that parsha was exempted from the din of Dvarim Shebichsav, Yatav Hashem Liyom and Al Peh. Then he has another. He says, what other parshas did the Torah single out that you have to recite? What other parshas, is there a din deraisa you have to recite? He says, Parshas HaTamid is a din deraisa. You have to recite Parshas HaTamid. Why is it din deraisa? Whatever the Rabban Shalom told us to do, that's a din deraisa. Whatever the rabbis invented, like Megillah and Ner Chanukah, that's Medirabban. But who's the one who said you should recite Parshas HaTamid? The Rabban Shalom told Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu asked, "B'mai idaki roshenu? How do I know you're going to keep your promise?" So Rabban Shalom says, "Kol yeglim shaleshes." What does it mean? Rashi says, "B'schus hakrovas hakarbonis." That's the Gemara in the end of Megillah, the last Amid Beis, the Masechas Megillah. Avraham Avinu asked, not how do I know you're going to keep a promise? What mitzvah should I be medactic about that in the schus of that mitzvah my children will have the right to control Eretz Yisrael? What mitzvah do we have to be medactic on? Not Bamaida, how do I know you're going to keep your promise? Maybe you're going to double cross me. He wasn't asking the Baal Shem, maybe Bamaida, how do I know? He's asking, what mitzvah should I fulfill? Baal Shem told him, call the Yagna Mishaleshis, B'schus HaKrobas HaKarbonis. So that's all that appears in the parasha. Then the Gemara continues the conversation further. The Gemara, the last daf in the last Amid Beis in Megillah, the Masechta ends on Amid Aleph, but this is the last Amid Beis in the Megillah. So the story continues in the Gemara. Avraham Avinu asked, what's going to be in 1948 when the Jews are going to take, there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring any karbonos. So what schus do we have the right to control Eretz Yisrael? So the Baruch Shalom told Avraham Avinu, that's a din d'oraisa. Let the Jewish people recite Parashas HaKarbonos and Mal Ani Alein, Kilu Hikrivam. But that's a neshama from Sarsenu. So that's a din d'oraisa, the Rabbeinu Yonah says. Whatever the Rabbeinu Shalom said is a din d'oraisa. And the Shulchan Aruch it says that it's a minik toiv to recite Parashas HaTomid every day. But the Rabbeinu Yonah on this Mishnah holds that it's more than a minik toiv. He holds that it's mamish a din d'oraisa. So he says, since Parshas HaTomid was singled out by the Halacha, by the Ribbono Shel Olam, as a Parsha that you have to recite, Bizman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayem, you have to recite it in order to have the right to, the Zionists have to recite it. Those who are anti-Zionists should not recite, okay? But those who want to have the right, usually the modern Orthodox are the big Zionists, and those are the ones who usually skip Karbanos. And usually in the Torah character, they have all the time of the day, and they say all the Karbanos. It should be the Hapachu, it should be the reverse. The Zionists should say the Parshas HaTamid. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. Since the Parshas HaTamid was singled out, that there's a din d'oraisa, you have to recite Parshas HaTamid, Bizman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayem, you have to recite it. So even if you're reciting it a second time in a day, not for the purpose of a neshama form, so saying that Parsha was an exception to the rule. So he fits this in, he understands that's what it means in the Mishnah. It's also called Kriya Shema. He's allowed to say it bal peh. He doesn't have to lein mitoch haksav. But the Gemara says lahipsed abroches. How does it blend in? So you see, it's interesting. And Shulchan Aruch says, let's say the person missed. Let's say the person already said Shema. He said he woke up. He said Kriya Shema kevasikin. He said Kriya Shema at 6:30. I think the sunrise is 6:48 or something like that these days. He woke up 6:30, he says Kriya Shema, goes back to bed. Then he goes to the 8:30 menu. Fine. So does he have to say Kriya Shema a second time when he says Birchas Kriya Shema? So the Mechaber says, it's a nice idea. Why not? It's a nice idea. So Rav Soloveitchik thought from this Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not just a nice idea. You cannot say Birchas Kriya Shema without saying Kriya Shema in the middle. Birchas Kriya Shema is Kriya Shema al Seder HaBrachas. That's what we had. The Chulas HaRashbo points out that the three Birchas Kriya Shema spell out the themes of each one of the three parshas of Shema. First bracha spells out the theme of Kabbalas al Malchus Shemaim of the first parsha, and Avarabba Avasolim spells out the theme of Limud HaTorah, and so on of the second parsha, and Geula Gol Yisrael spells out the themes of the third parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you can't recite the Birchas Kriya Shema without the Kriya Shema. So that's what the Mishnah says. Hakor mikan v'yelach loy hipsid. He's allowed to say the Kriya Shema even bal peh, because Parshas Kriya Shema was an exception to the rule. And not only when you say it, but Torah's Kriya Shema, even if you're saying it after the Sof HaZman, you're not being Yotze Kriya Shema. Still, whenever you recite Parshas Kriya Shema, that's called Parshas Kriya Shema. So therefore, the Hifsad HaBrachas also, because it's considered, because it has the Hashivas, the significance of Parshas Shema, V'haraya, that you're permitted to say it Bal Peh, so therefore that enables you to say the Brachas. If you wouldn't say the Kriya Shema, that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, the way the Rabbeinu Yonah read the Mishnah, it's against what the Mechaber wrote. Mechaber just says it's a nice idea to say Shema a second time. If you already said Shema before, but you missed Kriya Shema, you woke up late, so you're not being Yotze Kriya Shema, so just, you can make it right then, you can say the Birchas Kriya Shema and leave out the Shema. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, you see from the Rabbeinu Yonah, not so. You're only able to hipsed abrochus, wisely hipsed abrochus, because when you say Shema, any time in the day, even though you're not being Yotze Kriya Shema, that's called Achal Hashem Parsha Kari Parsha Shema. It has the special status where you're allowed to say it Bal Peh. So that's what enables you to recite the Birchas Kriya Shema. He's saying Kriya Shema al Seder HaBrochas. Can't say the Brochas without the Kriya Shema. That's an interesting way of presenting the din. Akar mikam yoch lahifsit kar makar batur. Well, this Rabbeinu Yoin is some fascinating interpretation.
if somebody davens Nate Basikin, does he have to repeat Karpashas Tamid? Is he saying that before Nate?
In the Beis Hamikdash, they always brought the Tamid way before Hanate Zachama. But in Korban Tamid, for sure, there was no. The Mishnah in Megillah has either a din d'arayis, a din d'rabbanan, that a dovish mitzvah sabayom, like lulav and shofar and halal, you shouldn't do before Hanetz HaChama. So we said that Rashi and Tosfos learned that it's a gzeir mid'rabbanan, that if you'll permit them to shake the lulav before Hanetz HaChama, he may by mistake shake the lulav before Alos HaShach, in which case he won't be yotz and be a brach levatol. And the Pirush of the Charedim on the Yerushalmi, beginning of Brachas, learns the Pshat that Rav Soloveitchik liked. He didn't know that Charedim had a Pshat on the Yerushalmi. He thought that there's room to say that it's a din deraisa, a lachatchila deraisa. So that lachatchila deraisa, lachatchila derabbana, whatever it is, not to do a davish and mitzvah sabayam before Hanei Sachama, clearly didn't apply to Korban Tomid. The Mishnah says they would ask Kher Pinei Mizroch Ad Shebechevron every day. They would bring the Tomid Shal Shachar at the crack of dawn, very early in the morning, way before. Why didn't it apply? So that's a question. So some say Beis HaMikdash is different because Kohanim Zrizimheim. Rashi writes himself in Kohanim Zrizimheim. Doesn't mean Kohanim, all the Kohanim in the world has reason. I don't think so. So Rashi writes himself in Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash has reason vis-a-vis the Korbanos, because the Bez Nagadol is on their tail. Bez Nagadol meets in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's their responsibility of the Bez Nagadol to see to it that the Kohanim take care of the Korbanos properly. So that's why Kohanim's Rizmeim. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah holds like that. That's the one exception to the rule, Kohanim's Rizmeim. So that's why they brought the Tomat Shal Shachar way before Hanetz HaChama, way before Hanetz HaChama. But we can't even daven Shachris before Hanetz HaChama. Even though the Zmani Tefillah were instituted by the Chachamim, corresponding to this manim of the Korbanos. And then we said many others disagree. The Pri Yitzchok has a tshuva, and others hold like the Pri Chodesh, that just like in the Beis HaMikdash, they brought the Tom Shal Shachar way before Hanetz HaChama. So davening Shmoneh Esrei also mikradin is mutter to daven Shmoneh Esrei before Hanetz HaChama. It's just he won't gain Vasikin. The Kiyam of it, the Hidur of Vasikin is Yiro Ucho Im Shamish, to demonstrate the Yerushamayim in conjunction with the Hanetz HaChama, by reciting Kriya Shema soon before Hanetz HaChama, and by reciting the Shema Esrei immediately after the Hanetz HaChama. Yeah. So this is a very important mitzvah, a very important Mishnah. It has a lot of dinim here. So Nachama, so what was the first?
Would Rabbi say that we factor in Rabbeinu Yonah in terms of the halacha, if someone would have to skip Sukkot HaZimrah or skip the Talmud, you should skip part of Sukkot HaZimrah instead?
Well, you can always say the Tamid after the Shemona Esrei. It doesn't have to be Dafka before. Yeah. The reason why we say Hoidu, because the Hoidu was before David HaMelech composed Tehillim, so they didn't have the Shir Shal Yom. So the Medrash says that in Mishkan Shila, they used to say Hoidu Lashem Kiru Vishmo. That was the Shir Shal Vim HaYomrim every day. They said the same Shir. So the first section of Hoidu was recited Bishas Nisach HaYayin of Tamid Shal Shachar. And the second section was recited till Ramam Hashem Alkeinu was recited in conjunction with the Nisach Hayayin of the Tam Shal Bein Abayin. So if you didn't say the Psuke HaKorbanos before Baruch Shamar, so you should probably not start from Hoidu. The Hoidu makes sense to say right after the reading about the Tam Shal Shachan and Nisach Hayayin, so the Levim would sing Shira, Einam Mashira El Alayayin. So if you just read about the Tam Shal Shachan and Nisach Hayayin, then you read Haidu. But if you didn't say the Korbanos, say you skip the Mizmor Haidu, or you skip for Yichvot, you may as well skip the beginning. But you can always say it later. You can say the Korbanos after Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, so the Gemara wants to know, what does it mean, Ben Chelus Lelovon? What's the Pirush Amilus? The first Tana says, Mishayaker, when you can distinguish the difference between Chelus and Lovon. So the first opinion is, if you should say ben gvava da amra chivra, le gvava da amra de trelta amra is tzemer, ayin is tzadik, So it means there's a batch of wool. You shear off the wool from the animal, and then you dyed it blue, and you have sheared off the other wool from the animal. You washed it off, and it's clean and it's white. Usually it's going to be dirty, so you wash it off so it's clean. So you have a white bunch of wool, and then you have a blue thing of wool. So the Gemara says, even in the middle of the night, you can tell the difference. This is white and this is blue. You can tell even in the middle of the night, Frag the Gemara, oh, this difference, Bilal Yanam made the Yadi. Can't mean that. Ella does mean the Gevava, the Amra Chivra, and the Gevava, the batch of wool. Ella, what it means is, Bentchelu Shebo, the Lavan Shebo. What does that mean? So that's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So what does Rashi say? The first Rashi on the Gemara, Bentchelu Shebo, the Lavan Shebo, the dye didn't take. So you have a batch of wool, and most of it is blue, tchelus, and part of it, the dye didn't take, so it's going to be white. So that's really harder to discern. In the middle of the night, that you can't tell, because the whole thing looks like it's dark. Two different batches of wool, one is white and one is blue, that you can see even if the moon is not shining at all, even in the dark of the night, you can tell the difference. But this is hard to tell. Tosfos doesn't learn like that, because Tosfos has a Gemara in Menachos. It says, by tzitzis, erisa moses chatem ska mitzvah Hashem. So you should look at the tzitzis, re'ei mitzvah zu, look at your tzitzis, shebot tole mitzvah acheres. Erisa moses, look at the tzitzis, es chatem, you will remember another mitzvah. Which other mitzvah? Kriyashma. Why? Because Mashiach and Metchelus Shabbat, the love and Shabbat, is the Zman of Kriyashma Shal Shachem. So Taisa, you see, for Metchelus Shabbat, the love and Shabbat, the Gemara in Saita understands it, the Gemara Menachos understands it to refer not to I took a batch of wool and I dyed it blue and there's a little spot. No. It's talking about the Chutei Hatzitzis. So how many Chutei Metchelus are there? How many Chutei Lovan? So Taisa says it's two and two. Shnei Chutei Lovan. That's how Tosfos writes in Menachos as well, that it's half and half. You have four long strings and you fold them over to make eight short strings. So two long strings are white and two long strings are blue. That's what Tosfos, that's what Rashi and Tosfos learn in Perek HaTcheles in Menachos. So when you look at the strings, so you can see the difference between the Tcheles strings and the Lovin strings, that's Re'ei Mitzvah Zu, look at the Chutei Hatzitzis. You remember it's the Higir's man Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Mashiach and Mitchel Shabbat, the love and Shabbat. So that's the Tana, the first Tana Zolyapin. Next Tana says, not Tchelis Lelovan, that's going to be earlier, Tchelis Lekarsi. Karsi is green, so Tchelis is dark blue and Karsi is dark green. So the colors are pretty similar. That's already going to be way later. And the next Tana, and then the Gemara says, there's a third Tana, the Mishnah only has the first two. Third Tana is Acherim Amrim, there's a third Shita, Mashiach is Chaver, Berichuk Dal Adamas. Yeah, then the Gemara quotes that we paskin like Acherim. We paskin la Allah like Acherim. Mashiach is Chaver, Berichuk Dal Adamas. We la paskan la kachem with respect to what? Amar avun alocha kacherim, they said it with respect to kriyashma. Amar abay le tfilin kacherim, what do you mean tfilin? You're not supposed to put on tfilin in the middle of the night. Either a din deraisa, a din derabanan, machlok and satanayim. Sometimes hold that it's a din deraisa. Shamata sachuk hazos lama adam yamim yamima. Shematas achukah hazos goes on chukas atfilin. Miyamim yamima, only in the daytime, not in nighttime. So you should only put on tefillin in the daytime. But strictly speaking, after Alos HaShachar is already the daytime, but still he says, letfilin kachim. You shouldn't put on the tefillin until you reach the point of Mashiachar ben Mashiachar Chaver berichas Dal Ramas. Letfilin kachirim, ulekriyashma kivasikin. Let's say it's 30 minutes before sunrise. So you can say Kriya Shema then also. So he said, no, you should put on, say the Broch on the Tefillin. Shouldn't say a Broch on the Tefillin before Mashiachir, but after Mashiachir can say a Broch on the Tefillin, but then you shouldn't say Kriya Shema right away. You should say Kriya Shema not before Mashiachir, but you should say it later in order to gain Vosik and to have the Kriya Shema right before sunrise and the Shema Nesra right after. That's the Hidur of Vosik. But if you said the Kriya Shema after Mashiachir is also good. So he won't have the heather of the Vasikin.
If it's totally on Yom, why should it be from others?
If what? If it's totally on?
Yom. Then why should it be dependent on others?
Yeah, why don't you wear tefillin balayla? See, if you hold that it's only a din derabbanan, it's a gezeirah shema yishim b'hem, shema yafiach b'hem. Even if you hold that it's a din deraisa, the din deraisa is also because of a gezeirah shema yishim shema yafiach b'hem. It's also the same. It's not going to be the same as if it's a din derabbanan, but the din deraisa is also because laila is manshina, and out of kavod atfilin we're concerned shelo yishim shelayim afiach. So that's why it has to do with people don't start walking around in the street. They don't wake up unless they can. By us, we wake up whenever you want. You turn on lights and you read and you study, whatever. But in the days of the Gemara, a guy's not going to wake up to start walking around if it's dark outside. So then, Mishiyakir is Chadera, then there's no longer the Hashash of Shem Yishimem Shem Yafiach. I guess so.
It's not Mishiyakir because the Pasuk says Risam also. So you need a time when you can actually be Tivro
of the Fayas? No, I don't think so.
Tefillin just following Tittus. As long as we have a time frame for what you put on, so we have the Tefillin Kabit Tittus.
I don't think so. Okay, we better go daven mincha. Good. We'll lean at it tomorrow. We will continue.
Yeah, I was going to say that when he was quoted, it was also in the
Rabbeinu
Yonah.
Which?
That the Tzorah is the time when you can see it.
Yeah,
I was also going to say for the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Yonah earlier, he talks about the Machlokes Gedolah of Leon the Rabbanan is whether or not you're Yotze, the Dieved, Kriya Shema be good after Chatzos. So Rabbanan think you're not, and the Gamaliel thinks you still shouldn't do it then, but you do it as early as possible, but you're Yotze at least afterwards. Maybe that's what the Rambam understood.
Something, you gotta fudge something. Yeah.
Tone's not just copying this year, is this? Once we have Mashiachir for the more sort of
proofs,
Tone's actually...